Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and I am glad you're here. And Beverly Imeniebel is not with us yet. We're working on that. I'm pretty sure she may have actually arrived late yesterday, or was scheduled to arrive late yesterday by airplane from over. I think she literally was coming in from a trip, from a, like a, you know, over the seas. And so, who knows, maybe a plane, we don't know. Anyway, we're trying to find her. In the meantime, I want you to, you and I are going to continue to march, because I want to talk about this thing about what to be thankful for during this not-so-great recovery. That's what I'm calling it. You know, we had the Great Recession, now we have the not-so-great recovery. And why is it a not-so-great recovery? Well, there are a lot of reasons why this recovery is slow. Number one, we went pretty deep in the recession. That's the reason it was called the Great Recession. It's the worst one we've had since the Great Depression, since 80 years or so. So that's, you know, if you're wondering about what to be thankful for, think about this, folks. Now, this is my seventh recession. My first one that I worked in was 1969. I was in college. But I was working, and I actually got laid off from one of my jobs because of that recession. That's one of the reasons I won't forget it. I also did a paper in college on that recession, what caused it. It kind of got me started, you know, understanding a little bit about what causes these things. I'm not an expert still, but I am an interested observer. But anyway, we just come through something pretty ugly, folks. The thing that happened in the year 2008, especially what happened in September of 2008. Now that we look back on it, folks, I don't know if you realize this or not, but we could have not made it out of there. The Great Recession that we had and recovered from, are recovering from, I should say. We haven't completely recovered. The Great Recession that we are recovering from could have been worse than the Great Depression. Maybe not. Okay, maybe not. But it could have thrown us into that. Our financial system could have, it was literally teetering. And we've talked about it on the show before. We've had guests here on the show to talk about this. We could have, it was teetering on the brink of going one way or the other. And I've gone into what caused that before, and we'll do it again another day, but that's not the point today. The point today is we went pretty low. We've got heavy unemployment. We got a lot of bad decisions that still have to be absorbed back into the marketplace. But if you're still in business, I'm still in business, we really should be thankful for that. As much as I can mumble and groan, and you may do the same thing if things aren't where we'd like for them to be, if you still can open your doors in the morning, if customers are coming in, if you have some business and you have somebody talking to you about doing future business, be thankful for that. Slow down just a little bit and be thankful for that. Realize that as long as you are in business, as long as you're open, as long as you have customers, you've got a chance to fight. You've got a fighting chance and a chance to fight. And so, you know, these are things. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I used the word celebrate. I was talking about celebrating what had been accomplished. I used that term in a conversation, in a little gathering of some pretty smart people plus me. And this one guy said he didn't like the word celebrate. He didn't like the idea of thinking about celebrating, because in his mind, he'd been taught that you didn't celebrate until the game was over. you didn't celebrate in the middle of the game. That's counting your chickens. Claiming victory before you've actually accomplished it. He, in his mind, celebrating was a way of losing your competitive edge. Well, I disagree with that, and here's why. In a small business, when you're operating a small business, it's hard, isn't it? It's really tough. It's the hardest thing I have ever done. And I've done some pretty tough things in my life, including raising a couple of kids. No small feat there, right? No mean feat there. But it's the hardest thing I've ever done. And you as the owner of the company, you as the founder of the company, you're the alpha member of your company. You're on the top of the org chart. And the company doesn't make it if you don't make it. And profits are important. But I've seen lots of people who had profits and made a lot of money, but they never learned how to celebrate what they'd accomplished. And consequently, they were very unhappy people. I've known people like that who were very successful, but they weren't happy because they never could stop for a moment, slow down for a half a second, and look around them and say, this is a good thing that I've done here. This is good. Congratulations to me. Okay, I got more to do. I want to do more things. I haven't accomplished all I want to accomplish yet. But for this moment in time, this lunch I'm taking, this dinner I'm having with some my significant people in my life, where we're going to toast, you know, the fact that we survived another year, or we got another customer, or we got this contract, or whatever. Or how about this? We paid off a note. Or we didn't have to borrow money this month or this year. We're cash flow positive this year. There are 1,000, there are 10,000 million things that could happen to you in your business. I want you to learn how to have little celebrations, because you've got to do that. Because there's nobody else who's going to get you up. Nobody else. You're the leader. And your people are not going to be up. They're not going to be happy and positive if you can't be happy and positive. And I think you've got to learn how to celebrate things that are happening in your business. Little ones, medium-sized ones, and big ones. I want you to think about that. You're not going to stop working. You're not going to stop trying harder. I know that. So slow down every once in a while and just celebrate. Like, for example, the fact that you're still in business during the not-so-great recovery that follows the Great Recession. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Got a black magic woman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.